A new Netflix series about tidying up is inspiring viewers around the country to clean out their closets. And consignment and thrift shops are profiting from the purge. Ashley Stevens from member station WFPL checked out the scene in Louisville, Kentucky.
If we had a dollar for every time we heard someone say, "I got rid of everything that didn't bring me joy."
That's Jessica Moreland. She's standing behind the counter of Sassy Fox, a Louisville area's women's consignment store she's owned for 9 years. And she's talking about how she's seen a spike in business thanks to a new Netflix series called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
They have so much stuff.
It's a never-ending battle to fight the clutter.
With the baby coming, we gotta get our stuff in order.
The gist of the show is that people with massively disorganized homes reach out to organization specialist Marie Kondo, author of the best-selling 2012 book, Spark Joy. Kondo comes in and teaches them techniques to get their houses in order.
Hello, I'm Marie Kondo. My mission is to clean up the world.
Right there, Kondo is saying in Japanese, "My mission is to spark joy in the world through tidying." Essentially, her philosophy is that if an item of clothing or a houseware no longer elicits a feeling of happiness, it's probably time to donate or dispose of it, depending on condition.
We've definitely seen a lot more people doing big purges. You know, a lot of times people do, like, you know, they'll clean out a few things here and there, smaller amounts. But I think definitely lately people have been bringing in larger amounts of things.
When I called around to other Louisville area consignment stores, staff were noticing the same pattern. Individuals bringing in big loads of items that no longer sparked joy. But some specialty resale shops aren't seeing the Kondo effect quite yet. Brian Jones is the owner of Vintage Vibe in Louisville's Highlands neighborhood. He specializes in reselling clothing from the 1990s.
I think the people who are kind of following the Marie Kondo thing are a bit of the younger generation, like me.
Which tracks with Netflix's user demographics. The biggest percentage of subscribers are between 18 and 34.
But they're not typically donating or getting rid of clothes that are older, which is what I look for.
But Jones is holding out some hope that a few people find him after cleaning out their closets. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Stevens in Louisville.